Please stand by. We are about to begin. Good day, and welcome to today's IBM Tivoli Talk, Ask the IT CAM Expert, Product Manager Roundtable Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Janina Ross. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Good morning and good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining this Sales Enablement Tivoli Talk, where we are going to have an open forum for Q&A on the IT CAM portfolio. Today on the panel, we have Al Lund, Randy Scott, and Kim Bowie. I'm going to go ahead and turn the call over to them to do some announcements on the product set, and then we will open the lines for questions. Al?
Yes. Good day, everybody. Just wanted to reemphasize we have talked about IT CAM Web Resources 6.2. I did the Tivoli talk about a couple, 3-4 weeks ago, and really want to emphasize the appropriateness of the product. I've been out in the field talking to various customers, and in fact, I also want to touch upon that we do the NGO program that we're doing, go out and help you guys sell. And then while I'm out there in the field, I just got back from Ohio, actually, from Cleveland, Columbus. The customers do like the notion of the IT CAM Web Resources product because it's really a lighter weight and quicker time to value product. So I feel that if there's anything that I want to convey is that go and help us sell that product, and we'll be happy to come out as part of our NGO program to articulate the value proposition of WR. So just wanted to give you that sense again. As I said, that I just myself got back from Ohio, and then a number of our folks have been to Europe. In fact, we have some people in Europe now that are visiting some customers. So just wanted to kind of reinforce the fact that we're here to at your service. If you ask, you want us to go participate in any kind of customer visit to help push our 2007 GA products, we're happy to do that.
Thanks, Al. And I think it's really important to note for the people that are on the call that maybe have not sold IT CAM for WR yet, that this is a great product to get introduced into your accounts that are not currently doing any application monitoring at all. So, again, great opportunity. As you heard, Al and the team are ready to support you in the geo if there are qualified accounts that you need to go ahead and set up a meeting. So please don't hesitate to reach out to sales enablement or to the product management team so that we can drive some sales fourth quarter. Kim.
Hello. Good day, everybody. This is Kim Bowie for IT CAM for WebSphere and IT CAM for J2EE. I'm not sure if you have noticed that, but we have been making joint efforts in marketing with the WebSphere group. And in fact, today or right now, we are having IT CAM solutions being presented at the WebSphere Technical Conference. So going forward, you'll probably see even more of that coming up so that we can establish a tight linkage between WebSphere and IT CAM. That's about what I have today.
Thanks, Kim. And I think it is important to note that the WebSphere organization is including IT CAM content in a number of their sales presentations. If anyone has any questions or would like to see that content, this is IT CAM for WebSphere, and it's also IT CAM for SOA. So we have done a really good job of having the leadership in the sales organization for WebSphere understand the value that IT CAM brings to the solution. They're also using this as a way to gain a competitive edge when they're trying to close large WebSphere deals and they're up against, competitors like AmberPoint. So if you have any questions about that, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, and I'll be happy to include the WebSphere slides that are being used in the sales organizations right now for IT CAM for SOA and IT CAM for WebSphere. Randy.
Hi, everyone. I'd like to briefly just call your attention to the upcoming release of IT CAM for ISM. ISM in this context is Internet Service Monitoring. I know we've got an acronym collision with IBM with the what we're now calling ISM, which is unfortunate, but what are you going to do? We're out of letters. At any rate, IT Camp for ISM is a protocol monitoring product that we picked up from the Micromuse acquisition, and we've continued to sell that, but with the upcoming release in December, it will be completely ported over to the ITAM infrastructure, running on the tab and all the configuration in the tab. So we're continuing the drumbeat of simplifying the underlying architecture for the CAM portfolio, simplifying the configuration and administration of that portfolio by unifying the underlying infrastructure and reducing the number of servers involved and the overhead involved. So this is one more step in that direction. The IT Camp for ISM product is very complementary to IT Camp for RT in that it monitors a lot of other things besides HTTP. So it's going to monitor things like DHCP and DNS and POP3 and SNMP and SMTP. So there's about 25 or so protocols that that it monitors that, again, are complementary to IT Camp for response time. There's some new protocols in this release as well. It's going to monitor the SIP protocol, which is a voice over IP protocol, as well as SOAP, being a SOAP service. Also some currency for SNMP v3, as well as some improvements to the HTTP protocol. So there's some new and interesting things there. Of course, the big news is that it's going to leverage the ITM infrastructure, so it's going to be very attractive to current ITM customers. And whereas before, I think it's always been a product that the legacy Micromuse customers have been very happy with. Now it's going to be very attractive to the historical Tivoli customer base as well because the ease of implementation and deployment. Again, a very easy product to roll out, so we're hoping there'll be a lot of traction with current ITM customers and be an easy sale to lay on top of those either existing customers or new customers. That'll be out in December.
So thanks, Randy. And just a note to the sales organization, the release will be coming in December. Sales Enablement will actually be conducting training on this product before it GA so that you'll get the information before your customers know about the product. So about 2 weeks prior to the GA, look for Sales Enablement training around IT Cam for ISM. And that is Internet Service Monitoring. That is not the IBM Service Management solution. So it is confusing, and we do have several presentations that are probably going to get crossed up. But for IT Cam for ISM, again, a really good story, as Randy said, built on ITM. It has the TEP integration. You know, a lot of things that will bring value immediately to your existing ITM customers. So with no further ado, I would like to go ahead and turn it over to the sales organization, Jennifer, so we can see what questions might be on their mind for fourth quarter.
Yes, absolutely, ma'am. If you have a question or would like to make a comment, this session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you are using a speakerphone, please be sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that is star 1 on your touchtone telephone if you would like to ask a question. And we'll pause for just a moment to assemble the queue. Once again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question or make a comment. And Ms. Ross, we have nobody in the queue.
Well, I'm very sad to hear that. This is their opportunity to ask questions. But if there are no questions, and we'll, Jennifer, we'll leave it open for just one more minute. If there are no questions about the IT Cam cross portfolio, again, just the things to note for fourth quarter. You will have a new release of IT Cam for ISM. moving through fourth quarter and into 2008, you're going to see more joint efforts with WebSphere so that we have a complementary message for those accounts where Tivoli and WebSphere are both trying to sell our products. And we do have NGO support for the sales organization coming out of the lab and the product management organization so that we can help close opportunities that are qualified in fourth quarter. So if there are no further questions.
Pardon the interruption. We actually had one person in the queue.
Very good.
We'll take a question from Joe Seinfeld.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. My question was around the new ISM product. You mentioned that it's going to have SIP, going to support the SIP protocol. Are there specifics on that? I've had a customer in the past that was running their communications company, and they're running all their communications over a SIP server within WebLogic, and I've been looking for help in monitoring that. And didn't know if this might be a way to do that. Hello?
Randy still there?
Randy. We might have lost Randy.
Randy's line is established.
Okay.
But I lost a bunch of the audio on that. Can you repeat that briefly?
Yeah. I've got a customer who's been looking to us, and this is even going into last year, with help with monitoring SIP, actually the SIP server within WebLogic, and mainly for the creation and tearing down of SIP sessions. So I didn't know if the new functionality for ITCAM for ISM, since it's going to support SIP, if that might be a feasible solution for that. I know you.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it depends on exactly what they want to do, of course. But the SIP monitor will measure things like establishing the SIP session, how long that takes, and whether it can complete that session. So that should be a good product to look at for that.
Okay. And is there somewhere where we can get specifics on that and on what's coming? Or
don't think the documentation is out yet, but once the documentation is complete, I would say that would be the best place for details like that.
Right. So you can reach out. This is Janina Ross. And that's what I'm trying to do. Once we are actually a little closer to announce and to GA, then we will go ahead. I will go ahead and have the documentation ready for you for the sales organization. So if you want to, you can send me an email now, and
okay.
I'll put it in my folder. So as soon as it's confirmed that I can share that information with you, I'll go ahead and send you the documentation that can help.
Okay.
Okay?
And then on a totally different note, if I could ask real quick, is there, I haven't heard anything, I know, ITCAM for RT came out this past year, and so that's coexisting with ITCAM for RTT, which has been around for a while. Has there been plans, or is there a date when the transaction tracking stuff, what we have with Web Segment Analyzer and RTT, is there a new version of a product, and when can we expect to see something or hear something about that?
The new version of ITCAM for transactions is not going to show up until probably the second half next year.
Okay.
So it's not something that we're promoting right now, but that is on the roadmap.
Okay.
Once again, if anybody has a question or would like to make a comment, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone at this time. And we do have a question. We'll take that question from Jens Kepler.
Okay, this is Jens Kepler speaking from IBM in Germany.
I have a question regarding the J2E engine, and it's regarding ITCAM for J2E. And I think Wolfgang Stichel was in contact with Keem, and we need to discuss this point if there are enhancement requests planned regarding the component drill down of young generation components. So I'm not quite familiar with these kind of things, but it's about segmentation of memory areas in the JVM. It's perm heap size, younger size, perm size, and stuff like that. And as I understand, we do not have this functionality available at the moment, but it should be achievable. So are there any enhancement requests regarding this prerequisite from a customer planned?
Hello, James. Good to talk with you in person. We have sent a few emails back and forth.
Yeah.
On the question of memory, I cannot recall of any enhancement request that has to do with what you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, but nothing prevents us from, you know, putting one in if you think that's something that the customer requires. So a couple of ways you can do it. You can either send me an email with the details. Or you can put in a fixed request. You know, frankly, the email is going to be a lot quicker because our FITS database is a little bit unwieldy to work with.
Yeah, because we are in an RFP we have here, and it's about an average deal size of about 500K euro, and it should be worth to discuss this topic because at the moment we are competing here against Quest and Wiley. But it's to be discussed if they have it really available. But I will drop you an email and we can discuss this then offline.
Yeah, you know, on the general subject of memory analysis, our product is much better than Wiley's, than Interscope.
Yeah.
So if we don't have that function, which at first glance I don't think we do, I'm pretty sure that Wiley doesn't have it either. But send me an email with the details and we can discuss.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Final reminder, if you would like to ask a question or make a comment, please press *1 on your touchtone telephone at this time. Again, that is *1 if you would like to ask a question or make a comment. And Ms. Ross, we have nobody in queue.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Thanks, everyone, for dialing in. We hope this information will help you moving into fourth quarter. If you do have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to myself, Janina Ross, or anyone that was on the panel today, Al Lund, Kim Bowie, and Randy Scott. We appreciate your time, good selling, and we will be in touch soon.
This does conclude today's teleconference. We thank you for your participation. Have a great day.
Thank you.